Instead of adding another simulator ride where you just move around in front of a screen, this is a show where you watch an animatronic character move around in front of a screen.
Well, I'm thrilled. This sounds so good. I cannot wait to see this. Oh my God. She's found the buttons, kids.
Okay. Welcome to the Park Stop Podcast, episode 8. My name is Alicia Stella, and with me as always is my co-host, Ian.
Hi, kids.
I just did an article a couple weeks ago all about Fantastic Worlds and the layout for what we know so far about the where the theme park's going to go in the parking lot. And I also turned it into a video. So if you haven't checked that out, check out the article at OrlandoParkStop.com or the video at Theme Park Stop on YouTube. Have you looked at that yet?
Yeah, you sent it to me because we were trying to figure out what that area could be.
Oh, yeah. I omitted that from the video because I wasn't sure still.
I was zooming in trying to look at a little tiny space, trying to figure out what the heck was going on with you.
It's gotta be VIP drop off and valet parking.
It's gotta be.
So check that out. Lots of cool stuff. In case you're wondering, they are building a theme park, even though they haven't announced that they're building a theme park. I keep getting comments from people saying, I thought this was a rumor. And it's like, yeah, it's a rumor, but it's also a 16,000 spot parking lot in a giant dirt hole. So, you know, it's a rumor with legs, let's say.
Yeah, all those people over there leveling and moving water and just doing some minor work are going to be really mad at that rumor when they don't get paid.
Speaking of, I don't know. I have no segue. on our Patreon podcast, we were making jokes and talking about what we could talk about on our podcast. And I had talked about ranking our favorite bathrooms. And Ian, you talked about ranking our favorite theme park smells. And I thought you meant theme park bathroom smells.
Which I did
not. Which you did not. But I conflated the two in my mind. And the next day, what do you know it? There is an announcement in the team member newsletter for Islands of Adventure that they are putting smells in all the bathrooms, like on purpose.
I don't know how I feel about that.
So each island gets its own like smell that relates to the theming, and they have new machines from a company called Premium Scenting.
You're way too excited about this.
All the bathrooms. I'm excited because we accidentally predicted the future again.
You're so excited. This is
not the first time that we predicted the future. We knew they were going to move those legacy stones the day before. And now we knew they were going to put smells in the bathrooms the day before.
Oh, man. I think the smells is a more ridiculous call. I can't believe that came about. And looking at the scents, it's a little weird. They're a little weird for choices.
Well, next time you're doing your business in Seuss Landing and you're like, I suddenly want cotton candy and I don't know why, you could go to Honk Honkers right outside the bathroom and buy yourself some cotton candy. And this whole thing will have paid for itself. Because
it could go the other way and you could start associating other things that happen in the bathroom with cotton candy.
Like, I never want cotton candy again. For some reason, it reminds me of,
Words I'm not allowed to say.
So, yeah, Seuss Landing has cotton candy in it. Toon Lagoon has like an ocean breeze scent, which just reminds me of like Febreze or something. Jurassic Park smells like like the woods, like a jungle. Not like the E.T. smell, but like more of a jungly woods, if that makes sense.
Yeah, now you don't have to go out to the woods to go to the bathroom to feel like you're in the woods.
Mm-hmm. I haven't smelled it myself yet, but reports from Marvel Superhero Island is that it's like kind of musky. So I guess it's the smell of superheroes.
See? Someone else made the comment and I ran with the joke and told Lee it was going to smell like spandex sweat. That sounds like what that's going to smell like. Musky cologne.
Yeah, musky cologne. That's like, hey, I'm Iron Man. I hope you enjoy that smell while you're doing your business. Lost Continent, no one seems to know. Hogsmeade, I don't think people know, but it's like some kind of sweet smell like candy or something. I thought maybe butterbeer, and I haven't had a chance to smell it yet myself, but it might be something else from Honeydukes, just the general smell of Honeydukes in the bathroom.
That's not bad. You could smell like candy in there.
Oh, that one you're okay with?
Yeah, we already got the cotton candy and the woodsy smell. I mean, there's only so many things you could do.
Yep. And if you too want premium scents in your public spaces, remember to go to premiumscenting.com.
So if you fall in love with one of those bathroom smells.
So Stranger Things Haunted House is returning for Halloween Horror Nights 2019 to the surprise and shock of absolutely no one.
Really? Because there weren't any lines for it last year. I'm so surprised.
Yeah, it didn't do that great. It was a little lesser known property. What's interesting, though, is that this one is going to be based on seasons 2 and 3, whereas the first one was only based on season 1. So that is different and maybe a little bit surprising.
It's probably a good thing. I like the show, but season 2 was not as good as season 1, in my opinion.
You just murdered me.
But I, whatever. But Dustin was in it, so I'm fine. He's my favorite character on there. So
my favorite character is Dart.
Nope, Dustin. There would be no Dart without a Dustin, so you know.
That's true. That's true. What was Dart short for? The Three Musketeers?
D'Artagnan.
Thank you. Driving me crazy. I'm like, D'Artagnan? Dart. Like, the word's not coming out of my mouth correctly.
D'Artagnan?
It makes sense in my brain.
Is that the name of the robot butler in Horizons?
So, the Haunted House will be in both Orlando and Hollywood. Take place in 1985. Will feature demo dogs, Chief Hopper's cabin, and the Star Court Mall for season 3. And I think that's the only thing from season 3. I think it's more going to be like just like a tease or like an end scene that has something from season 3. But I feel like they're leaving themselves open to still do another house the next year.
I'm curious to see what happens with season 3, but I'm sure they'll find a way to do another house if they really want to.
Yeah, I think they're going to focus more on the demo dogs this time and maybe save something from season 3 for next time.
Yeah, the dogs are cool, but I don't know how I feel about it if they end up doing the whole house based on just that.
Well, the tunnels are creepy and the giant sky monster is creepy. If they could do like a projection with the sky monster, I'd be impressed.
That dude's awesome. I do like him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's scary. I guess instead of doing like the dance, they're going to end at the mall because the dance is not scary and very happy.
No, they could do a wall with a projection of that thing, like it's trying to get through at the end.
Yeah,
the second season. Oh, that'd be cool.
But and also with this announcement, it confirmed that we will have 10 houses and 5 scare zones in Orlando for this year once again.
One of them,
although the wording of it is vague, so it almost feels like there's 10 more houses to be announced. So it could be 11. So they could still keep that advertising campaign, like more houses than ever, going for another year.
Killer clowns.
I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know where they'll put it, but you know, they do now have the queue for Fast and Furious, which no one is using.
Ever.
So ever. we used to have a house in the earthquake queue, the disaster queue. So now we can have it at the new disaster queue.
They could just close Fast and the Furious and gut it and use the whole thing for 2 houses.
Welcome to our haunted bus tour.
It's probably more fun than what is there now.
Yeah, and less scary. While we're on the subject of news, I also wanted to mention that Sesame Street opened at SeaWorld Orlando and Lego Movie World opened on the same day at Legoland Florida.
That's pretty cool.
I'm sorry, it's the Lego Movie World.
Hey, whatever.
Because the name of the movie is The Lego Movie. I got to get the branding correct.
I kind of want to see that.
I got to visit. Yeah, it looks really great from what I saw in pictures. I haven't visited the Lego Movie World yet. The line was 2 hours for the new ride, the new flying theater ride.
Whoa, that's crazy.
And like for Legoland, that's long.
That's crazy for a flying theater ride.
Well, it's a triple-decker couch.
It's still crazy.
A time where like the land looks better in real life than it did in the concept art, which rarely ever happens.
That's awesome. Yeah, I want to see that place. I want to see the Sesame Street place too.
I'm probably going to go to Lego Movie World when the new hotel wing opens. Like they have a whole new hotel adding on to their other hotel. So then when that opens, I'll kind of do a double visit, go there and go see the new land. Sesame Street was great. I got to see it the day before it opened and it is adorable. It is so much better than the old Happy Harbor.
Was there a Snuffy?
There was a photo of Snuffy.
That is not a Snuffy. That is a photo.
Next to Big Bird's nest with him and Snuffleupagus, and I thought that was adorable.
Was there an Oscar?
Yes.
Okay.
There's there's a walk around Oscar the Grouch that kind of freaks me out because he's got his legs sticking out the bottom of the can and he's way too big because they're just people in suits. spoilers. But during the parade, he's in a giant garbage can. So the size proportion is more accurate.
Ridiculous.
So I like him in the, yeah, I like him in the parade. And Cookie Monster's in a giant cookie jar. It's adorable.
Now we just need a Snuffy.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome.
It would be pretty impressive.
So
I would
cool.
Be impressed. So it's a really good addition to the, and I like the parade and all the kids were having fun. There's so much interactive stuff and there's like characters in the windows and things.
Really?
Like Elmo and Abby Kadabby, I remembered her name, are playing in one of the windows. And at one point, like he blows out the window and it's just a screen, but he blows in a pinwheel in real life, starts spinning and it looks pretty cool.
Oh,
and
that's
they
cool.
Started running, they started playing like tag. And they were going from window to window and I had to like run around the building to see them. And I was like, this is actually really well thought out.
That sounds cool. Yeah, I kind of want to see that now.
And they sell a bubble wand that actually interacts with more things around the area. So like you tap it to a little touch point and it does something kind of like Ollivander's wands.
Did you get one?
I did. I totally
yes.
got one.
Yes.
And I was like, most of the time I would let the kids do it, but I saw one no one was noticing at a food truck and I was tapping it and it was like, honk, 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 honk. It's like, get out of the way. And it's like, this is awesome. It says something different every time you tap. Oscar's garbage can is out there. And if you knock on it, he'll scream at you. He's very grumpy.
That's amazing. I would not leave. I would just keep knocking on it.
I was just hoping at one point it would open up and he'd come out and be like, leave me alone. But it never happened.
Oh, man. So, that sounds really cool. Kind of want to go.
Yeah. And they have really good grilled cheese sandwiches. So you have to try the Hawaiian grilled cheese. It's amazing.
Oh, wait, what's on it?
Pulled pork, Hawaiian barbecue sauce, bacon, and the most melted cheddar cheese you could fit on a sandwich and still call it a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm in.
It was pretty amazing. There was some more news, but we might get to it next time. We're going to get to our main segment today, which is all about Jurassic World, The Ride, and other Hollywood construction updates.
Yay!
Are you excited for Jurassic World getting a presence in the parks at all?
Yes and no.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted the original ride to stay the way it was in Orlando, at least, and get a whole other world. I wanted to see more stuff built out, but hey.
In Hollywood, the dinosaurs were not looking so good. And
yeah.
You have to wonder if this was like... hey, we really need to work on, and this whole ride needs an overhaul. And someone's like, well, I don't know. Just because we throw a bunch of money at it doesn't mean people are going to start coming. And it's like, what if we turn it into Jurassic World? And then someone's like, stamp, you get approval.
Exactly.
So this might have been the only way to get it updated.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's going to be cool. And that building they're building looks pretty intense.
So, yeah, the original ride closed back in September.
Mm-hmm.
It went extinct back in September.
Oh, push the
they
button.
Use the phrase they use. Oh, hold on. They this is not, I don't want this to become a thing. I don't like it at all.
I don't even have control.
The next day, yeah, I don't like it, but I'm the one doing it. The next day after they closed, they were carting off the dinosaurs. Like they didn't waste a second. And even before it closed at nighttime, they were practicing, like testing out different things and kind of figuring out where things were going to go. So they were working on it even before the ride even closed,
which is cool. And I could. OK, so the press releases, can we discuss these two things? Because you sent me both of them as a reminder the other day.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how one sounds so much more fun?
Well, we got new information on the 22nd of March, and I'm using air quotes very close to the microphone so you can hear the wind from these air quotes. We got new information on March 22nd, but the original announcement back in, I think it was from May, before when they announced that they were going to close the ride, that announcement has more information than the new details does. So I'm going to read quickly the original press release from all the way back in the summer of last year. In 2019, face Indominus Rex when she makes her world premiere in the new high-tech Jurassic World. Journey to where living dinosaurs roam the earth in the part expedition, part heart-pounding water-based... I should have read this beforehand. Part heart-pounding water ride based on the blockbuster film franchise. On this river raft adventure, get doused as a colossal Mosasaurus dives for its great white shark snack. But the real danger lies ahead when the brutal Indominus Rex escapes its enclosure. Be prepared when a 50-foot Tyrannosaurus Rex comes to your rescue right before your final plunge down a treacherous 84-foot waterfall. So there you go. Which sounds exciting.
It sounds fun.
I'm pumped up for that. Like, it's got a Mosasaur diving for a great white. It's got the T-Rex battling the Indominus Rex. So there's the original announcement. Cut to, you know, 10 months later. Let's read the new announcement for all of this. And I'm going to skip to just where the actual ride information starts for now. Once aboard specially designed rafts, guests will navigate the lush environment. That word is wrong.
Did you copy and paste it?
I copied and pasted it. Environs. Oh, I think they forgot the rest of that word. Once aboard a specially designed raft, guests will navigate the lush environment of dense vegetation, traversing new areas besieged with towering dinosaurs meandering just an arm length away from visitors. It's not easy to read. Encounters with such docile creatures as the Stegosaurus and Parasaurolophus will quickly turn awry as predatory Velociraptors and Dilophosaurus begin to wreak havoc, turning guests from spectators to prey. When the Tyrannosaurus Rex begins to battle one of the attraction's new behemoth dinosaurs, the rafts will spill down a treacherous 84-foot waterfall as the sole means of escape.
See, the first one sounds new and exciting. This one sounds like they're just changing stuff, a few things.
The only thing in this paragraph that is anywhere near done, well, there's two things that are different than the original. One, the raft is now specially designed.
AKA repainted.
And two, they mention a new dinosaur, but not even by name. So we knew the Indominus Rex is coming, but now we just know that the T-Rex is battling one of the attraction's new behemoth dinosaurs.
Where's the Mosasaur?
Yeah, I don't think I'm completely not mentioned at all.
I don't think I'm alone in wanting the Mosasaur to show up.
I feel like it still will, but they're trying to hide it as a surprise now. Like, the new information is going to somehow erase the old information.
But I am glad that Roberta is still going to be there, the T-Rex.
I think it's weird that the Dilophosaurs are still going to be there. They just have to squirt us. It's a universal ride, and they have to spray you somehow.
Yeah, well, there's no dragon, so they can't do fire. They have to do something.
That's true.
So they're going to put the dinosaurs in that spit poison in your eye. I mean, water in your eyes.
It's funny because they're not really in the Jurassic World series except for a hologram in the Innovation Center at the end of the first movie.
So they're going to have holograms spitting water at us?
Well, no, it's on the docket. It's on the list of dinosaurs. It's just not in the movie. So when I think of Jurassic World, I don't think of Dilophosaur. You know, nope. I think of all the other. I think of the new Ankylosaur. You know, where's the Ankylosaur that hits the gyrosphere? That would be pretty cool.
That'd be really cool. Where's the gyrosphere?
It's a boat ride, and it was a boat ride. They spent $200 million on a boat ride. They're not going to close down the boat ride. Can you imagine if they just put a gyrosphere on the boat? You sit in it, on a water ride.
Instead, they just put those inflatable balls that you can climb in. That's your ride vehicle. Just kind of whirl your way through.
I think, just like it had the Explorer, which never worked in recent years, that tied it to the first film, we're just going to see like a crashed and broken gyrosphere on the ride that kind of gives us a glimpse that the Indominus has already been here. You know, maybe the ones that the kids escaped out of.
So let's talk about this groundbreaking technology. I think you can sum it up in one word. Go ahead. What? Go ahead. I know you want to say it.
What?
The groundbreaking technology.
Screens.
I knew you wanted to say it.
Well, at one point in this press release, they say here, groundbreaking technology that has yet to be experienced within a theme park. What the heck does that mean?
Gyrospheres on a boat?
Oh, we're never gonna get through this. I don't know. I will say, let's just go through what we know and what we think we know. Yes, the boats have been repainted. They are now gray. Exciting.
They are specially designed now because they are gray.
They're exactly designed the same way. So I assume they're just referring to the special designs they did in 1994.
Of course. It doesn't say recently specially designed.
That's true. It doesn't. The boats have been repainted. They repainted the building. They added the blue accents. So it's now it's technically Jurassic World. But they added that big T-Rex skeleton to the side. I think that's pretty cool. It kind of maybe should have been there since the beginning.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's pretty cool, though.
But they've been enclosing the first scene. The Ultrasaur scene is no longer like these Ultrasaurs in this lagoon are some of the largest animals to ever walk the earth. Now it's just welcome to a building.
I heard, isn't the load area totally in that building too?
I don't know. It extends all the way to, I think, where the arch would be. I haven't looked exactly at where it starts. I just know that it has the whole curve all the way through the lagoon. So
that's crazy.
I mean, this is the longest outside part of the ride, and it's now enclosed.
Mosasaur.
I guess.
On a screen.
That's the only thing I could think of. And I don't think like they're going to do inside for outside and like pretend like this is the outside and that there's this like, I hope not anyway, because then it would just be like, here's the scene from the movie and you can see over there our amphitheater and the thing jumps out of the water. It just wouldn't look real at all. I'm hoping it's just going to look like underwater viewing area.
Yeah, that's
like
what
when
I was thinking.
Seats go underneath at the Mosasaur show. And then it would just kind of look like a SeaWorld aquarium wall. And it's like on the right, it's like here you can see. And like she's eating her shark under the water.
Because with a trail, like that, trail of blood, nice little family entertainment. Trail of blood.
Have you seen the tour part with the Jaws? I don't know if you've seen the Hollywood version, but it bubbles up blood. It's pretty impressive.
So good.
So Hollywood's not afraid. They don't shy away. So I assume, I would love for them to have enclosed it so they can get more realistic animatronics in there that are away from the weather. But deep down, I know it's just going to be a screen.
Yeah, it's probably. I mean, I can't imagine them building a Mosasaur animatronic. That's,
I mean,
quite,
if it came out of the
creature.
Water, you'd only be able to see like it's the tip of its nose.
It would still be like its head would probably still be a good 20 feet and it'd have to dig a hole for that.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough room.
No,
where the Mosasaurs were, I mean where the Ultrasaurs were for a Mosasaur.
Yeah, it's gonna have to be a screen. I can't think of what else they could do. I guess we'll see.
And since and moving on, like I guess the Cetacosaurs are gone, which no one knew what they were, and they're not in any of the movies. So why were they there in the first place? These Cetacosaurs, closely related to the mighty Triceratops. Like, why is the Triceratops here?
Yeah,
why
exactly.
Who cares about the little beaked guys? No offense, Cetacosaur.
Just put the Triceratops in the giant mound of poo. That would have been right.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the problem with the original ride is it was designed while the movie was still being made. So they didn't really know what would be iconic from the film.
It's actually, didn't they design it based on the book, even though the movie was still?
Right.
So the movie
was
still
designed
based
on the book and some of the storyboards from the movie because they hadn't filmed the movie yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get some things from the movie, but not really. And in this one, because we're now turning an existing ride into a ride for a new movie, the best they can really do is add in some dinosaurs. And the fact that Dilophosaurs are still there, the Stegosaurus is still there, I wonder how much Jurassic World is actually going to feel.
I don't know, but I don't remember seeing a boat ride in that movie, in that theme park.
There was canoes.
There was, but there's I don't remember like
down
a boat.
Down the herbivore river. Now, I will say, there have been some leaked photographs, and I'm not talking about the one with the T-Rex battling the Indominus Rex, which also is pretty cool, but those leaked photographs actually came out before the Jurassic Park ride closed. They were just testing to see where essentially they could fit in the Indominus and if the T-Rex needed to be moved or not. But there's also some leaked photographs that show rock work being installed inside the giant building.
So any ideas? Because we were just talking about how we don't want to see indoor, like outdoor, indoor kind of thing.
I think, and what I'm hoping is that we might, instead of going into a boat maintenance facility, maybe we go into the T-Rex kingdom.
Oh, that's kind of cool idea.
Right. Like we might even see like the log with the viewing area on the side as we enter. And the rock work could be actual theme park rock work to make a living environment for Rexy. Like we could go into the arch, it says T-Rex Kingdom or whatever, and outside could be the gyrosphere all busted up. And like as we enter, there's rock work and trees and stuff, and it's not supposed to necessarily be outside. It's supposed to be the enclosure for the T-Rex. We're just entering, you know, her domain.
That's cool. I like her.
That's my guess anyway. This is just a guess. And I do know that there's definitely a lot of rock work going into that main building. So it's not going to be a sterile like boat facility, at least not all of it.
I'm kind of interested to see what that, what everything that goes on, but especially that building. I'm very curious about that building in general. I mean, I can kind of, I kind of have a pretty good idea what Rex versus Rex is going to be like. So I'm super interested in Megas, in the Mosasaur in the building.
Wouldn't that be interesting though, if they like full on copied the end of the movie and they're battling and right before we dive down, like a Mosasaur just pops up and eats him.
So good.
It's so entirely good. Impossible, but
screens, anything is possible.
In the Hollywood version, there was a T-Rex that pops up earlier. I think around the time that we have like the three slash marks on our version in Orlando.
Yeah.
So instead of like the three slash marks, which great tie into Jurassic Park 3, I guess.
hint, hint. Right next three to the marks.
Right next to the big giant Hess sponsored tanks. No, there was an earlier T-Rex that pops up. I think they're going to convert that to the Indominus. So we kind of are being chased as we enter the building. And that means just like Jurassic World, we don't see Rexy until the very end of the ride.
And then Roberta saves us all.
I hope that it has the same music from the end of Jurassic World. You know, like when they open the hatch and she's got the flare and it's like, doo-doo, doo-doo, and then like they battle.
And everything goes slow motion while we kind of float instead of running. That's what you want.
The rest is all ILM special effects. Can you imagine if like there's just a kid animatronic off to the side and it's like, we need more teeth. We need more teeth.
I wouldn't put it past him to pipe that in somewhere. High heels
run by with a flare off to the side. Like, I actually would be impressed if they full on turn this into Jurassic World. Like, just we're in the movie now. We're on Main Street. There's all these product tie-ins. There's a Starbucks. Like, I would be impressed. Oh, I don't think that's going to be the case, though.
No, probably not.
I have heard also
Margaritaville. Go ahead, sorry.
Margaritas for everyone on the way down.
Well, Jimmy Buffett is in there, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Why not?
That's another thing, too. Absolutely no flying, I don't want to say dinosaurs, no flying reptiles. There's no pteranodons here.
Well, we are going to be inside a new building.
It's a huge part of the new movies, you know?
We're going to be, well, it's part of the third. Was it the third movie? Yeah, the third movie.
No, the Jimmy Buffett scene where he's got two margaritas and he's being attacked by flying dinosaurs. Like, how are these not going to be on the ride? They got to throw those in there somewhere. Take out the compies, put in some flying ones.
That'd be cool.
And you know we're going to see blue.
Of course.
I hope they're not just going to repaint the old ones that kind of wiggled. Like, just kind of gyrated slightly in bouncy arms.
I don't think they could get away with that.
I'd really like to see a fully motion, it's got to like pretend walk alongside the boat, like Ben Franklin in American Adventure at Epcot. Like, I want to see it pretend walk right next to the boat. I want to, like the Carnotaurus on Disney's Dinosaur. I want to see it pretend run alongside us. That would be so cool.
Like it's like she's stalking us.
Yeah, like, or she's helping us, maybe. She turns to us and she says, more teeth.
Oh, man.
Alan, so.
We're just going to have to go on there and say, more teeth. Just yell it. I love blue. I want blue.
Yeah, I mean, it would be cool if all the raptors were actually recognizable characters, because there's really only four raptors in the Jurassic World series. So instead of just being generic orange raptor that pops down from the ceiling, it kind of needs to look like Charlie, Delta, Echo, or Blue. I wonder if there'll be an Owen Grady anywhere.
I don't know. He's going to be on the coaster, right? So they could easily film some stuff for that.
Yeah, and they did say that engaging queue line videos featuring facts and information about the dinosaurs within the ride set the tone for the adventure ahead as guests learn more about these imposing prehistoric inhabitants that first roamed the Earth. Wow, there's really no information in this press release.
Nope.
Oh, they'll be engaging cube videos with facts about dinosaurs? That's so different than what we already had.
But if it's done by Owen, that'd be more fun.
I know, that would be really cool. Oh, so one other thing. I have heard a rumor that there would be projection effects at the end of the ride.
Projections?
And surely I know, I mean like... I mean, like projection mapping. I don't mean screens, which is like screens, but shaped differently.
Yeah. I mean, it's about time they did something. I mean, Disney beat them to the punch with that, didn't they, on a ride? Because Disney uses it in the Navi. So
Navi River Journey. Yeah.
Yep.
So and they use it in a few Disneyland attractions too.
Yeah, but I have not been to Disneyland in too long.
I don't know what it would be. And I wonder, part of the original storyboards for Jurassic World had the end fight with the T-Rex and Indominus actually happening in the T-Rex enclosure instead of out on Main Street. And there was like a robot dinosaur or something that gets bitten and like sparks fly everywhere. So I don't know if maybe they can make it look like there's things on fire with projection, sparks, pipes bursting, something like all hell breaks loose action would be pretty cool. Like, cause that long continuous shot on Main Street, like they're bashing each other into the buildings and there's fire everywhere and the bricks are flying everywhere and Indominus has things sticking out of her neck. So maybe the projection effects could help tie the environment into their battle somehow.
That makes sense. That would be pretty fun, actually. Or even if they also made the environment like kind of like Muppet Vision 3D or 4D, where like the walls kind of look like they've been destroyed with the scrims and all.
That's what I mean. Yeah. As the fight goes on, the walls get more and more destroyed. Like Terminator's fighting in T2, like when they keep bashing into the walls, maybe like we can have it look like the walls are crumbling behind them.
Be so cool. Okay, now I'm getting more excited again.
Well, I mean, the T-Rex and Indominus scene is going to be amazing as long as we don't have floating T-Rex again. I think they do a better job with that in Orlando, making it look like, you know, there's pipes and stuff to block our view of the floating legs. So yeah. Hopefully they do something about that. And I mean, how hard would it be to just block our view or put the fog effect all the way on, you know?
I'm excited. I'm curious. Now I'm very curious about seeing some of it. I'm still mostly curious about that big building, though, at the start.
Yeah, that enclosed section at the beginning is very interesting. That's really the big question mark.
And speaking of raptors like Blue, what do you got next?
In the press release, located adjacent to the ride will be a new elaborately themed raptor encounter where Blue, the most beloved and deadly velociraptor from the Jurassic World franchise, and her beta raptors will engage guests in daring face-to-face encounters. Look at that. It actually had new information.
I'm just wondering, is anybody going to really stand in line for Charlie, Delta, and Echo? Is everybody going to be fighting to get to Blue?
I love Charlie.
Blue.
I think I do. I think that's the green one. I like the green one. Whichever one's the green the one. Green I like one. That one.
I like Blue. I know. She reminds me of my dogs.
Yeah. I hope that they actually really like pay attention to the details because they have different eye types.
They do.
I think one of them has like an eagle eye, like a dot eye. And then the other ones have like cat eyes. So like, I'm very intrigued. Someone said they might actually just have all the other three as like animatronics in the background, like sticking out of the, out of their stables. So you really just see their heads and it's like, they're just back there snorting. And then you only ever meet, Blue. But I, from the way it's worded, it sounds to me like they're going to alternate between all the different raptors, which I would much rather them do than alternate with the old version.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's definitely an upgrade, but I mean, Blue is Blue, so.
That's true. Blue's the diva.
She is. She's the boss.
And since they're building a whole new enclosure for it, I have to wonder if maybe this will be the end of the walking around, I can see the legs version, and more of the like Orlando version where we block it behind something and it looks more believable.
Yeah, they look great in Orlando. Even just watching video of them, they look awesome.
Yeah, and when you see the Hollywood one and it's fully standing upright, you kind of just get the idea like that's human legs bent down there. Yep. It kind of kills the effect.
If they're going to add the other three, I wonder if they're going to upgrade those things a little, the puppets a little bit.
Oh, version 3.0? No, I think they're just going to stick with the 2.0. It's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
I think we're good for a few years on this one.
But I was just thinking because they're going to build three more, they might do something. But they do look good. I mean,
they look more true to the movies too. That the first one, while adorable, felt more like a dog or something. Like it was playful. These are more intimidating. I'm terrified of Blue when I meet Blue. Like, she looks pretty believable.
She's just a little hungry. It's okay.
If you've seen the video of me, I am straight up terrified.
Ooh, I have to look for that. I haven't seen the video of you meeting Blue yet, I don't think.
Now, here it is in the video version. If you're watching the video version of the podcast, here is me being terrified.
Look how funny that is.
Oh, that's hilarious. It's true, actual fear. You'd think, considering I know exactly how this thing works and that it is a person in a puppet suit, and yet still I'm terrified. Okay.
Did Jen hold your hand?
Close up. Here it is close. No, I went alone. That's probably why I was scared. And they're also going to get a new dino play area.
Yay, because I won't look weird in there at all. Just a 40-year-old man.
Quotes, and it says Dino Play in quotes. So is that actually what they're going to name it, Dino Play? Like, we thought everything was going to be Camp Cretaceous because of that trademark filing, but it just says Dino Play. So it will incorporate educational components within an inspired space where children of all ages can partake in excavations and investigate giant dinosaur fossils. That's actually pretty cool. If they're going to, like, pretend dig up fossils and stuff like at
Dinosaur USA. Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, Dinoland. Yeah.
Dinoland USA. Sorry, I was thinking Dinosaur and Dinoland.
I love that play area at Dinoland.
There's got to be something about it that makes it cooler.
Well, I don't think they have much space. This is Hollywood in the lower lot, no less. So
yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, like, you can't just do Dinoland. You can't just do the play area.
No, they're going to have I wouldn't mind an Owen Grady walk-around character, too, to, like, hang out with the kids.
Oh, okay. After I saw the Star-Lord at Disney, I don't want to see anybody try to do any of his characters ever again. That's rough.
I mean, it can't be any worse than the Ian Malcolm from Islands of Adventure.
How could anyone think they could be Goldblum besides Goldblum?
Now that I mentioned it, I have to find a photo of it. I don't know if I can.
Ha ha.
So no one knows exactly when they're opening. I think they're still saying opening this summer, and they've been working their butts off to try to get it done in time. So it's going to be like a photo finish. I would assume it wouldn't open until after the Hagrid coaster opens here in June 13th. So maybe mid to late June at the earliest for the Jurassic World ride at Hollywood.
Oh, it makes sense.
So do we think that the Jurassic World redo is going to go to Orlando?
Yes. I think it's inevitable at this point. If they're going to put
a guarantee.
Well, they're doing the coaster, right? And the coaster's Raptor inspired.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the coaster is full on Owen Grady's experience.
Exactly.
With Raptors, like the ride. So
bums me out. It really bums me out. I wanted to have both, but whatever. At least we're getting something new.
I mean, the rumor was that only if the Jurassic World ride in Hollywood is well accepted or well received, unlike the Fast and Furious, where they kind of made the decision before the Hollywood one even opened that they were going to bring it to Orlando. This is a situation where I think they're going to play wait and see. But do you really think like the Hollywood version is going to be not well received?
I don't know. I mean, it depends, I guess, because I could see people that love all of the Jurassic World and Jurassic Park movies being fine with whatever. I can also see people that just those rare nostalgic people that don't want to see anything ever change.
Rare
in the park world. Yeah, exactly. I just hope it's a good enough ride that people don't really care which it's themed after. You know what I mean? Like there's dinosaurs. Let's be happy. There's dinosaurs.
Yeah. Updated animatronics. Like that's gotta be a plus.
And a Mosasaur, people, which is kind of cool.
But if people walk off and they're like, oh, I can't believe they added screens to a boat ride. Like, will Universal Creative actually, or the people in charge actually say, well, maybe we shouldn't do this here in Orlando because there's some backlash against this. Or maybe we'll get a better version even.
I don't think we're going to be able to stop it. I mean, it seems strange to me to leave Jurassic Park and then have a Jurassic World like just mixed together. And especially,
well, we have Blue's meeting at the Raptor Encounter.
Yeah, but I mean,
we have trained raptors and then we go on the ride and it's still Jurassic Park.
That's now. You don't know how long this was all planned.
So it's no one's complaining that Blue is from a different franchise in the land. And I think that empowers them to like have a mixed land if they wanted to.
I think people will complain if it becomes a mixed land, to be honest, like more blatantly attraction based. As in rides, not just a meet and greet with a really, really, really cool puppet that looks awesome, that scares you.
I'm only a little bit scared.
But like to have two different actual rides from two different things, like I think that's going to be a little strange, especially with today's way of like ultra immersion.
Yeah, that's true.
I think people might have a problem with that. I might be wrong, but I think they will. And to be honest, as much as I like the River Adventure, those animatronics need a lot of love.
You don't like Bent Neck?
No, Bent Neck's a little rough.
You don't like Floppy Raptor? Hi, guys.
All of their skins kind of look a little rough lately. And I haven't been on it in a while either, but last time I was. And their movement could be a lot better, too.
Well, I went on it after the winter refurb a couple weeks ago, and I have to say, like, the stegosaurs look amazing. They look great. So they got that going for it. I am not happy the Parasaurolophus that bumps you off track still has, like, the flap of overskin that you can clearly see stops. Like, he looks like he's wearing a Parasaurolophus mask, and his neck is where the mask stops, and they never built it all the way down. I swear they put new skin over the old skin, so that flap always bothers me.
You can see the box he pops out of, too.
Yeah, that's like, he's like, hey, this is my tub. I live here in this tub.
Yeah, they need to darken that water maybe a little so you can't see that.
Raise it up. It's like, it's right at the box line.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Crazy. Yeah, every time I'm like,
Jaws ride. Can you imagine if the Jaws ride, every time the shark popped up, there was a box around him?
Yeah, you see his little house? Is that your home, Bruce?
This is my Jaws box. This is where I live. No, he looked like he came out of the vast ocean.
Yeah, the coloring was a little better too, though. It was harder to see anything in there.
Well, it sounds like a lot of the never before seen technology, like a lot of the technology for the new ride might be interesting to see. So I kind of hope they do bring it over.
To be fair, though, that could just be upgraded skins that look better. That's ride technology.
Never before seen in a theme park. It's a big
I know
boast. I don't know what maybe, and you know, we didn't talk about this earlier, but there is a patent for a new way to shift the direction a boat is traveling on a ride that Universal has they patented, I think it was late last year, and many people were assuming maybe this is for a new Beijing ride, but I think they use dinosaurs. I could be wrong, but I could have sworn there was a dinosaur in the patent artwork to see, like, this is what you're looking at on the ride. And they use generic things all the time. Like, the Hulk seems to appear in most of their patents. Like, here's the AR technology that's going to be on Mario Kart. And for some reason, it adds the Hulk on top of a Ferris wheel. Here's a Ferris wheel. Here's the Hulk. Here's a dinosaur. That's every single patent. But the system would be, it had multiple ways of doing it. But, like, instead of, when you go down, you're supposed to go to Hadrosaur Cove and then it knocks you off course. Imagine if something actually knocked you off course, like a big pinball flipper just go boom and hits you and the boat goes to the left. Like, that's what the patent looks like. It has multiple ways to change the direction of a boat, or even have the one boat go this way and one boat go that way.
Isn't that kind of what the Shanghai Pirates ride does, though? Don't they control?
Well, no, that's tethered by two connections to the track.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And this is a free floating boat for the water part. So it has to react to like hitting a guide rail on the sides, left and right. So imagine if the guide rail could actually change its positioning, and I have to look at the patent again, but there were other things that could like work to move it around. Essentially big water-based pinball stuff. but I wonder, when I read it as never before seen in a theme park attraction, like, I wonder if it's that. I wonder if they actually did change something about the way the boat moves.
I hope
from
so.
Scene to scene.
I hope so. It'd be nice to see something new and actually get bumped and actually have it feel like a bump instead of like a gentle turn.
There could even be like a backwards thing. Like, it could have you start to go to Hadrosaur Cove and then bump you back. And instead of like being at the will of the flowing water, like the new system, new patents has ways to move your boat around instead.
Will there be trolls back?
Back toward the falls. No, just Elsa.
Oh, that's fine.
So I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there that there are patents
that'd be
that have
that'd be really cool.
Very similar boat looking system to Jurassic Park. So I wonder if that's the new technology.
What they got? Do they have anything else they're working on over there?
Oh, is that a segue?
Maybe.
Yes, they're building something on the upper lot that many believe will be a Secret Life of Pets dark ride.
Oh, yay. Toy Story. I mean, Secret Life of Pets.
And this has gone through several iterations. Originally, it was going to be like a trackless dark ride located somewhere else, and we were going to get it in Orlando also. But it looks like it's been truncated to like an Omnimover, smaller dark ride, like Fantasyland style. But and it's really cool the way it's being built. Like it has the exterior steel is all separated, so it looks like it's different buildings, kind of like the Simpsons Land is.
Hmm, that's cool.
And it looks like it's going to be Katie's apartment from the movie. But then also like the whole block of buildings around her apartment. So it's going to be a tall apartment building, but smaller scale because it's cartoony. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's like a 2D New York skyline behind it on top of the building.
You know, when those trailers came out, I was really excited. I thought the trailer they released were so good, especially as a pet owner of various creatures in this house. And then I saw the movie. And I was pretty much let down. The characters were okay, but the story itself was a little rough.
I think it really succeeds on the characters, and it's worth making a sequel, and they'll make more sequels probably. And all the trailers for the new one look hilarious.
Just don't make Toy Story 2. You did Toy Story. I know Disney and Pixar does it too, like Cars was Doc Hollywood. I get it, but still.
So the new Secret Life of Pets dark ride will have lots of animatronic characters. I think it'll tell a story maybe between, like, after the first movie, but before the second movie. Kind of like Shrek 40. If it's anything like the original plans for the trackless version, it starts in her apartment, it goes to the rooftop, and you, like, slowly you join all the other animals, and you get, like, the bird, and you slide down to the sewers, and you get all the weirdo characters with Snowball, and you save the hamster, which is lost. I think they're going to update it to a new storyline though, but it'll essentially just incorporate all the different animals and different characters and locations from the series.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if they do something good with the characters on this ride, it'll be a good ride. But as long as they don't, I really am happy. I'm happy it's not a book report ride, because that movie was not good enough for a book report ride.
Yeah, it's a whole new adventure starring you and everyone else you can see on an Omnimover.
and your closest personal strangers.
And, well, we have Jurassic World opening this year, so it's possible Secret Life of Pets opens next year, even though it has not been announced whatsoever, but that's true Universal fashion. If they don't close a ride to open a new ride, they're not going to tell us about the new ride until it opens.
Like the next new ride?
Super Nintendo World.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it looks like vertical construction is just starting now. I think they were pouring foundations recently. And this is down over behind Jurassic World. They are getting, they've already announced that Super Nintendo World will be going to Japan, Orlando, and Hollywood.
And more importantly, Mario Kart.
And yeah, it will definitely include Mario Kart. Now, it probably won't include the Yoshi ride, because the Yoshi ride is actually an Omnimover, and I don't think there's enough room in the Hollywood area, in the area that they have in Hollywood, to put the Yoshi ride. And that's maybe why we got a Secret Life of Pets Omnimover instead on the upper lot. But all the rumors and indications are that there will be a Donkey Kong ride along with that Mario Kart ride.
I'm into that. Have we seen what the Mario Kart ride system is actually like 100%? Like, no question.
It could have changed since I've heard about it, but what I've heard about was a bus bar system, which is just like the most common dark ride type system.
Yeah,
where it powers the vehicle through the track. But last I heard, the augmented reality was still a go that mixes in like different power ups and stuff into ride. But it's going to be a massive building and a massive ride that goes through like 8 different race courses from the Mario Kart series.
I mean, that's a tall ask. Those carts do a lot of things, so that's a big ask.
I don't think
ask.
It's going to drive on the side of the wall or go upside down or anything, but
what about a 360 spin or a 180 or something?
I, I'd be happy to see it drift or even to wobble if you hit a banana peel. That would be kind of cool.
A drift would be really cool.
Yeah, drifting would be cool. And I think we've seen patents where they've been trying to incorporate things like that into the ride. So who knows if it makes it through, but it looks like the Donkey Kong original roller coaster system maybe didn't work out in testing and trials. So it may even be a more advanced system than they originally were planning. But we will see. That is just still a rumor.
So their original coaster didn't work. So now you're thinking it's going to be something more advanced. And this is all going to be open by when?
Well, if we got Jurassic World in 2019, Secret Life of Pets in 2020, it would make sense to open Nintendo in 2021.
Which is also the same time we were supposed to get it in Orlando.
Yeah, if they were building in Kid Zone like they originally planned it to over a year ago, we would also, and I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
No, I can tell. No. I can tell. I can tell by your voice. You're not mad at all.
No. Instead of 2021, we have to wait till like 2023. No big deal. Well, so Japan and Hollywood get it first. Hollywood never gets anything. So you got to cut them some slack.
Well, I mean, we're getting an entire theme park. So.
Yeah, but I want Mario Kart now. It's going to be hard for me to not watch the YouTube videos. Like, at least in Japan, I'm like, oh, well, it's going to be in Japanese. I won't understand it. But this is Hollywood. It's like SoCal 360 is going to like do an amazing video and I'm going to be so tempted to watch it.
You're going to watch it. What do you mean tempted? You're going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm going to watch it. So there's lots of great stuff happening at Universal Studios Hollywood, and some of it they've kind of announced. Some of it they've walked back and they've less announced.
But it's a lot of stuff they're getting, though. It's about time.
Yeah. And there was even rumors of them getting a Diagon Alley or the Gringotts ride, even a train that would take you from one section to another. And I have to wonder if they maybe put the halt on that so that they could do things like Super Nintendo World, because those rumors were from before they even got the Nintendo deal. So I'm guessing that Orlando will still be the biggest Wizarding World area.
That's fine. We'll take it.
Although Beijing might get that roller coaster. That'd be cool, though. It's still nowhere near as big as, you know, they still don't get Diagon Alley.
That'd be cool if somebody wants to send me to Beijing.
So check us out on our new Patreon exclusive podcast series that we started. We've got one episode out and we got a second episode coming very soon. This is available on our Patreon, patreon.com/themeparkstop, and also our Bandcamp, parkstop.bandcamp.com. But Patreon is cheaper. For just $1 a month, you can get access to exclusive podcasts and early releases of our normal podcasts and other fun stuff.
We have lots of cool stuff coming up for those. I'm excited for those.
Yeah, we have interviews planned and special discussions and some look backs at the history of theme park attractions. We'll still keep doing our news and our regular podcasts here. If you want more podcasts from us, check us out on patreon.com/themeparkstop.
Yay! Stuff. It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Exciting stuff. I am looking forward to specially designed rafts.
Painted rafts.
And navigating lush environs.
Now I just think you're going to stand up and start doing your Jaws spiel.
No, I'm going to be, we need more teeth. More teeth.
If someone's in Hollywood, please go on their ride the first time through. Please yell more teeth somewhere.
It's interactive. The Indominus Rex does not show up unless you declare that you request more teeth. All right. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Bye, guys.